Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people but still feel completely alone? Like you're constantly giving without getting anything back. Yeah, I've been there. And let me tell you, it's a recipe for burnout, frustration, and ultimately, unhealthy relationships. Today we're diving into something crucial. Setting boundaries. It's not about being selfish or distant, it's about protecting your energy and ensuring those relationships are genuinely fulfilling for both parties. Think of boundaries as the invisible fences around our emotional well-being. They define what we're comfortable with, what we're willing to tolerate, and where we draw the line. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries, that sounds rigid and unapproachable. But trust me, it's not about being cold or distant. It's about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully, creating a space for mutual understanding and respect. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries. Number 1. Recognize your worth. You deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and consideration. Period. Don't settle for anything less. Knowing your worth empowers you to set clear boundaries. It's about saying no when necessary, prioritizing your needs, and not letting others walk all over you. Number 2. Identify your triggers. We all have those things, situations, or even people that push our buttons. Figure out what yours are, because awareness is the first step to managing them. Maybe it's constant negativity, criticism, or requests that feel like an invasion of your time and space. Once you know your triggers, you can start preparing yourself for them or develop strategies to navigate those situations more effectively. Number 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. This is a game changer. Stop beating around the bush. Clearly express your needs, expectations, and limits in a respectful but firm manner. Hey, I really value our time together, but I need some space this weekend to recharge. See? Direct, honest, and clear. It's not about being aggressive, it's about owning your space and making sure your voice is heard. Number 4. Practice self-care. Boundaries aren't just about saying no to others, they're also about saying yes to yourself. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, pursuing hobbies, or simply enjoying some quiet solitude. When you prioritize self-care, you have more energy and resilience to set healthy boundaries and maintain those important relationships. And lastly, number 5. Remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice, patience, and sometimes even a little courage. Be kind to yourself along the way. There will be bumps in the road, but keep learning, adapting, and refining your approach. Ever felt like you were constantly giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling when you're drained after spending time with certain people, even if they seem nice on the surface? This is a classic example of where boundaries are crucial. Imagine this. Your friend constantly calls late at night to vent about their problems, even though you have an early morning meeting. They never seem to reciprocate your support or consider your time constraints. In this situation, setting a clear boundary like, "Hey, I'm always here for you during the day, but after 9 p.m. I need some quiet time to wind down," can make a world of difference. You're not obligated to be everyone's therapist or shoulder to cry on 24/7. By establishing clear boundaries, you protect your energy and create space for healthier, more balanced relationships. Remember, setting boundaries is a sign of self-respect, not selfishness. It's about honoring your needs and creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, remember your worth, and start setting those boundaries today. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast app, and let us know in the comments how you plan to implement these strategies into your life. Until next time, keep cultivating that inner fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.